The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Koilel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Taf Lamed. The Gemara over here in Soitan Taf Lamed brings a Mishnah in Challah that discusses the Halacha of somebody who wants to be Mafresh Challah, who wants to separate Challah, and he has a Issa, he has a dough that is Tameh. And the halacha is that the chatchilo person is not supposed to separate challah in a situation where his challah will definitely be tamei, because the halacha is challah the chatchilo is supposed to give into the kohen. The kohen can only eat it if the challah itself is tahar. If the challah is tamei, he's not allowed to eat it. Instead, it has to be burned. So therefore, in a situation where the isa, where the dough is already tamei, if one were to separate challah directly from that dough, the challah would be tamei, and then the kohen would not be allowed to eat it. So therefore, the Mishnah looks for a different option where somebody could separate the challah not from this isa. How will he do that? He'll bring other dough. He'll have a different dough which is tahar, and he'll put the two doughs next to each other, the two isas next to each other, and he's going to be mafresh from the one which is tahar a double, twice as much challah as he should, and that way it will patter. It will be considered as if he took off challah from the isa which is tamei. The chachamim say that a person is not allowed to do that. A person is not allowed to be mafresh minatar al hatamei. Rabbi Lezer, the gemara over here discusses at length the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer over here has a way that a person could be mafresh challah minatar al hatamei. And the Mishnah says, how is this possible? He says, shtei isos. A person takes two doughs, one of them is tahar, one of them is tamei. So what he does is he takes a small piece of the isa, that which is tahar, and he connects it to both isas. So he puts both doughs in front of him, and he connects it with a kibbeh or a pachas mikibbeh, depending on the shear. That's the discussion in the Gemara. How much of that little batch of dough that is touching both isas, and now that both isas are touching, he could take challah off the isa, the dough which is tahar. And that will work for the dough which is tummy. Now, first we have to understand, what's the reason why the Chachamim hold that a person is not allowed to take off challah min atar la tummy? And what's the reason why Rabbi Lezer requires this entire scenario? Why can't a person just take off challah from the Torah on the tummy and he doesn't have any problem? So the Rishonim, the Rosh over here, and the Rishonim on the Mishnah and Challah, the Rash and the Rosh over there say clearly that there is a halacha that we find by challah, we find by truma, that when someone separates truma and someone separates challah, the Torah says that he has to separate the truma and the challah in hamukaf. It has to be from what's in front of him. So the halacha is, if somebody has a bunch of peiros, or he has dough, or he has bread that he needs to separate challah, or he has peiros, he has tvua, he has fruit that he needs to separate truma, and he has some of it in front of him, but he does not have all of the tevel, everything he needs to separate from in front of him, he is not allowed lechatchila to be mafresh to separate the truma and separate the challah. Everything that he is separating the challah and the truma from, all of the tevel needs to be in front of him at the time when he's separating the truma and he's separating the challah. So since we have this halacha that when someone separates truma, someone separates challah, has to be min hamukaf, has to be from what's in front of him. So therefore, the Rishonim say a person cannot be mafresh min hatar al hatamei. Right now over here, he could have the Torah batch of dough in front of him together with the tamei batch of dough in front of him. So obviously that's not enough. It's not enough just to separate, for the halacha of mukaf, to separate challah, that you should have all the doughs in front. It would seem from these Rishonim that in order for someone to separate challah, all the doughs that he's being mafresh the challah from have to be touching each other. It's not enough just to be in front of him. The halach is that it needs to be touching. And that's why Rabbi Lezer over here is very busy saying that the only way a person can be mafresh challah and atar al atameh is if there's some dough in the middle between the tar and the tameh that's touching the dough, the batch which is tar, and it's also touching the batch which is tameh, then it can take off challah. Why does it need to be touching? Because for the halacha of mukaf, for the halacha that the truma and the challah, the oil, the tevel has to be in front of you, it's not enough just to be in front of you. It also needs to be touching. It doesn't have to be completely attached, but so long as everything is touching each other, then a person is allowed to separate truma or separate challah from one or the other. So when I have Torah and Tomei, obviously you don't want to put the batches of Torah next to the batch of Tomei and have it touch, because then even the Torah batch will become Tomei and you won't have gained anything, which is why Rabbi Lezer needs this entire scenario to figure out a way where the Torah Issa could touch the Tomei Issa indirectly. So you'll be able to be mafresh challah, and yet the challah still will not become Tomei. And the Chum don't agree to this Eitzah. The Chum say there is no Eitzah. And the Chum say that a person can never or should never be mafresh min hatar al hatomei. So the bottom line from our Gemara would seem to come out that, and when someone's mafresh challah, all the dough that he's separating his challah from needs to be attached to each other. Now, although that would seem to be the consensus from our Gemara, however, the Rishonim, not all Rishonim agree with this. The Mishnah in challah brings down the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, this Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer is brought down in Psachim, he's also brought down in Nidon of Zayin, that it's not necessary for a person to have all his challahs touching each other. It's not necessary to have all his dough and all his bread, even if he baked the bread already, and he didn't separate challahs. So now his obligation to separate the challah from the bread that's already baked. It is not necessary to have all them touching each other. Says Rabbi Lazar says that a person could take all his dough, all his bread, and put it into one large utensil, one large bowl, one large container, and that's called Siruf Kli. This Kli, this one Kli that contains all the food inside of it, is considered as if the whole thing is attached to each other, and then one can take off challah from a little bit and take off the entire thing. So the Rishonim ask, so the Chaira, it would seem to be a stira to our Gemara, the Mishnah that our Gemara brings down. Because of, if you're telling me in our Gemara that the only take of challah is if everything is touching, so how could you tell me that I can just take everything and put it into a large container, the different loaves of bread are not touching each other at all, and still I can be mafresh challah? So you see from the Aaron, it doesn't have to be touching. So over there we say it doesn't need to be touching, and over here we say it does need to be touching. So how could that be? So to answer this question, there are a number of answers. Tosfos in Nida actually gives three answers, and the Rash also gives three answers. The first answer they say is that there's a very big difference between the two cases. When Rabbi Eliezer is discussing the halach of Tziruf Kli, he was not discussing what the actual time when a person is separating the challah. Rabbi Eliezer was discussing a situation where a person bakes some bread, a small amount of bread, and he makes a number of batches of bread of dough separately. And we know the halacha is that in order to be chayiv in challah, there's a minimum amount of a dough that a person has to make. The Mishnah says the shear is chameshus rivon kamach, which is generally accepted to be somewhere between 5 and 6 pounds of flour. When you make a dough out of that amount, then the person has the obligation to separate challah. If he's making he's using less dough, he's not making in such a large batch, then there's no chiyuv challah. So Rabbi Lezer says the person made batches of bread that were less than the amount that was chayiv in challah, and then afterwards he puts it all these batches together in one container, now they all become chayiv. So Rabbi Lezer is not discussing the hafrosha, the actual separation of the challah. Rabbi Lezer is discussing when and how all these different batches will become obligated in the hafrosha's challah. When it comes to the time when the person actually wants to separate the challah, this answer will hold ein chanami. The halacha will be a person will actually have to make sure that all the bread is touching each other. There's another answer in Taisus. Taisus says that Tziruf Kli is taken not enough even for Chiv, and even for Chiv, and even to become Chayiv, that everything should become Chayiv, it has to be touching within the Kli, inside the container, all the batches, all the different types of bread or dough need to actually be touching each other. However, there is a third answer that's mentioned in the Haggah and Taisus in Nida, as mentioned by the other Rishonim. And that is that in reality they want to say that really our Gemara is not necessarily always true. Even though our Gemara says that the person needs to have all the batches touching in order to do the actual hafroshas challah, nevertheless, the halacha is that we see from Rabbi Eliezer that it's not necessarily true. A person does not have to have all the batches touching. A person could separate. Challah even if the different doughs are not touching each other. So what does our Gemara mean when our Gemara says that they need to be touching? So the Rishonim say that it depends. When I have two doughs and I don't care if they mix together, that means to say that they are similar, they're the same type of dough, I just made it in two separate batches. Or for whatever reason I don't care if they end up getting mixed together. So then, since they could touch and they could mix together, so even though they're not actually touching, that's fine. And a person could separate challah from one on the other, even though they're not attached and they're not touching. However, in the case of our Gemara, I have two isais. One of them is tahor, and one of them is tamei. The person does not want his two isais, these two batches, to touch each other, because then the isa which is tahor will also become tamei. Therefore, these Rishonim say, when I'm makbid al taruvose, when I'm makbid, and I do not want the two batches to mix together, then the fact that they're next to each other and they're both in front of you is not enough to be considered to fulfill the halacha of mukaf, this halacha that when you're mafresh the challah, you have everything in front of you. It's not enough, and in such a situation, in order to fulfill the halacha of mukaf, you actually need them to touch. That's why in our Gemara, when we're talking about two isis where a person does not want them to touch, you have to actually make them touch in order to separate the challah from all of them together. But in a regular situation where all the isis, all the doughs and all the bread is the same, then in such a situation they do not need to touch. Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya Simen Shin Chafei Siv Beis Paskins. Im yesh b'chol isa kishir. A person made a batch of dough, and he made more than one batch. And each batch he made had the requisite amount of the shir of challah. It was made with the chamesh servom, the 5 or 6 pounds. The halacha is that each dough is chayav in challah. And now he wasn't mafresh the challah. He has two separate isais, two separate batches. V'roitza lahafresh mizu alzu, and he wants to separate challah from one on the other. Paskins of Shulchan Aruch, ein tzarich loy tziruf kli v'loy negiyah. It's not necessary to have a tziruf kli, and it's not necessary for them to touch. Elo kivin shestein lefonov, if they're both in front of him, mafrishin mizu azu, the halacha is you can be mafrish from one on the other. So the Shulchan Aruch clearly paskins, like the last day, he paskins that in a regular isa, in a regular situation where I have two batches of dough, and he doesn't talk about whether they are similar or different, but he says that it's not necessary to have them touch in order to mafresh one on the other. So we have to conclude that the Shulchan Aruch holds like this last shita, that the only reason why in our Gemara they need to be touching is because it's something that you're makbid, that you don't want them to touch, you don't want them to mix. But in the Shulchan Aruch case, where I don't care if they mix or if they don't mix, so then it's not necessary for them to touch, and therefore the halacha is that a person is allowed to be mafresh from one on the other. However, the source for this halacha in the Shulchan Aruch is a Rosh in Hilchos Challah. And the Rosh says that if the Shneim Shavim, if both Isis are the same, so then it's enough that they should be next to each other. However, the Vilna Gaon in his Pirush on the Shulchan Aruch brings from the Sefer Atruma in the Simen Pei Aleph in Hilchos Challah that says that even though it's true that the two Isis don't have to be touching, but you can't just have two isis that are in separate places. The halacha is you need some type of tziruf. You need something that is connecting the two isis, either not touching. So where's the connection? So the Sefer Truma says, based on the Yerushalmi, that the only reason why this is considered mukaf is because both batches of dough are underneath the same roof. They're in the same house, or they're in the same room. Because they're both in the same house, they're both in the same room, so the halacha is, it's as if they're touching, even though they're not physically touching, and therefore the halacha is a person would be allowed to mafresh on one from one isa on the other. So therefore, according to the way that the Vilna Gaon understands the Shulchan Aruch, there is a slight chumrah. We can't just say that if a person is standing outside, he can be mafresh chal from one isa on the other. If he's outside and he's not underneath the same roof, then it wouldn't be enough. You would actually have to have the two isis touching each other, even in such a situation. Now, I just wanted to mention that although the Shulchan Aruch paskins at like this last opinion of the Rosh, the last opinion of the Rosh and Taisis, that the only time you need the two Isis to touch is when you're makbid al turvasa, when you're makbid and you don't want them to get mixed together. But however, in a case where I don't care if they mix together, so then it's not necessary for them to touch. However, the Shach in the Kudus HaKesef, in the next Simin, in Simin Shin Chavov, disagrees. And the Shach is Machriya l'halacha, like the other Rishonim. And the other Rishonim hold that you need the two Isis to touch in order to be Mafresh Trum, or Mafresh Chal for one or the other. So therefore, there is definitely a Mokin to be Machmir. There's definitely some, definitely Yeshitas in the Rishonim like that. But the Ikar Halacha is like the Shulchan Aruch, that it's not necessary for the two to touch if they're underneath the same roof.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.